He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, August the 27th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the war drums are beating today, and it's beating up the market here as we have kind of a nasty open to the market this morning. We have the Dow down 85 points right now to 14,861. Well, 15,000 is a thing of the past right now, isn't it? We're only down 0.5%, however. It's not the end of the world yet. The S&P 500 is down 14 points right now. We're at 1642 on the S&P 500. And, of course, 1,700 is a thing of the past for now. We're at 1,642. The S&P is down 0.8%, taking a little bit harder than the Dow. Well, the Dow is a little bit safer, I suppose, during crisis times. And the S&P includes a lot of those tech stocks and high-flying stocks, which have been leading the market here so far this year. So it's down a bigger percentage drop than the Dow. The NASDAQ, well, that's where most of those high flyers reside. The NASDAQ's down 35 points today. The NASDAQ is down almost 1% at 3,622. We've got a little bit of flight of safety into the bond market here, dropping the yield to 2.75%. And guess what? Gold continues its technical move here. Gold is now up about 18% off of its lows in June. Gold up $26 to $14.19. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we have a little bit of crisis. Well, it could be a little bit of crisis, or it could be a whole lot of crisis entering into the market right now. The markets were solidly up to begin the week. And then, of course, when Secretary of State John Kerry came out and said we have absolute evidence now that Syria, the Assad regime, has used chemical weapons on their folks, well, that's supposedly the red line. And now we're hearing missile strikes as early as Thursday, but we're also hearing from Moscow, aren't we? You better not. So this could be another Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, this could be another proxy war between the United States and Russia. We haven't been the best of friends lately. There's a guy over there that they're harboring by the name of Snowden that works for Booz Hamilton that hasn't exactly endeared Mr. Obama with Mr. Putin these days. So you know what? All of this creates tension. We'll see where it all leads. In the last quarter of the show, I want to talk a little bit about crisis investing, because this could turn into yet another crisis in the world. We will see gold going up, flight to safety and bonds, market going down. It has all the looks of crisis investing. Now, you throw into that mix right now that the U.S., guess what? We're going to hit our debt ceiling again. Does that surprise you? Did you think we had our debt under control? No, we've got to call the bank, the Chinese bank, or whatever bank we're borrowing from these days, and say, you know what? We've got to increase our credit limit once again. I wonder at what point they cut us off. I don't know, but we're going to hit that debt ceiling. So all of this is a mix. It caused a little bit of tension here in the markets. Case-Shiller numbers, your home, your average home. If you live in an average home, you've made 12% in your home since last year. hey, throw into that another 18 or 19, 20% from the stock market, and you've had a pretty good 12-month period of time. Hopefully you've avoided the bond market, which would have taken away the gains from your stocks and your home. That's why it's so important to have your assets, have your asset allocation in the right places at the right time and out of the wrong neighborhoods at the wrong time. I don't care what academic studies say. There's academic studies, and then there's the real world. In the real world this year, a 50-50 bond mix, that's just simple math. You're down. Maybe you're up just a little bit, but basically your bond losses have offset your stock gains. That makes no sense to me. Maybe it makes sense to you. It doesn't make any sense to me. We talked about gold a little bit over the weekend in the newsletter. Gold is no doubt on a technical buy. And if you're comfortable with making a technical buy and also now a crisis buy, it makes sense from that perspective. I'm not going to talk you out of it. Gold is now up 18% from its late June low. And the gold bugs are once again saying, see, I told you so. But, of course, they failed to tell you how much they've lost in the last year while the market has made big gains. So technical buy, yes. If the crisis gets worse, gold could be a good place to hide out with a portion of your assets. My problem with gold, a couple of things. It's very hard to value. How do you put a valuation on gold? Gold, basically, its value comes from a bunch of intangibles. Fear, money printing, well, that's kind of a tangible thing, but we've been doing a lot of money printing, and gold has not been doing that great over the last 1 year. Gold likes debt. There's certainly a lot of debt in the world, but then there's been a lot of debt in the world for the last year also, and gold hasn't done that well. So gold has one of the three characteristics that I like right now. It has a very strong technical pattern, very good chart. But it lacks that performance over the last short term, over the intermediate term, and over the long term that would place it in my top 200 right now. Here's another interesting story. I want to close on this one, this first quarter of the show. Bill Ackman, the billionaire investor. I've written several articles. Is it wise to follow billionaires around and buy what they buy and sell what they sell? Well, Bill Ackman is selling his JCPenney shares for a 50% loss. That brings up a couple of issues, doesn't it? Is it wise to follow billionaires around? They're activist investors. They go in, shake up the board, try to create big changes in the market by throwing their weight around, by throwing their money around. It didn't work at JCPenney. You still had to have good management at the top. You still had to have good products. You still had to have good stores. You still had to have a place that people wanted to shop. And obviously, JCPenney did not offer that. And even a big activist investor, billionaire Bill Ackman, down 50%, finally got out of his shares. Maybe the guy's buying them at a 50% discount. They're really deep value investors, aren't they? Maybe they'll do better than Ackman did. But I think it brings up the question, when to sell? When do you sell something? Well, that's all I can do is tell you when I sell something. I saw a stock today that I own, more than likely going to be a sell today. It's been worrying me. It's been on my worry list for the last couple of weeks. It's done real well. I have huge gains in the stock. But it's showing some weakness here. It's dropping in rank. The technical pattern is making me a little bit queasy here. And I think it could very well be on my bucket list to sell here today. When to sell is exactly the opposite of when to buy. I like to buy when a stock is breaking out. And I sell when a stock is starting to break down. I like to buy when a stock is moving up in rank and enters into my top 200. I like to sell when a stock is going down in rank and leaving my top 200. Well, the chart's still strong, I'll stick with it. But if the chart is weakening too, that's two out of three right there. That's enough reason to sell a stock. I don't write stocks down 50% unless I wake up the next day it's down 50%. Well, there's not much I can do about that one. But the slow erosion of a stock, Bill Ackman wrote his stock down 50%. Should you ride your stock down 50%? I don't believe in doing that. At the same time, I don't believe in putting in mechanical sell stops either. You would lose way too many good stocks by doing that. I like to keep the human touch involved. I like to weigh it out in my mind, valuation, the technicals, and the rank, and then make my decision. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we got a little crisis to deal with here in the markets this week. It won't be the last crisis that comes along. Dealing with crises in the market is something that is important. There's a lot of emotion that goes on during crises. That emotion sometimes will lead people to either be all in or all out the market. Greed is a very strong emotion. We want to be all in the market. During greedy times and during fearful times, which is also a strong emotion, which has been proven to be even a stronger emotion than greed, we want to be all out of the market. And if you've listened to me for any length of time, I'm not a believer in being a drama queen or a drama king and being all in or all out and running for my phone and selling everything or buying everything and getting back in and being whipsawed. I have a little cycle, a cartoon in my newsletter that I just leave it in there every week because it's so true. Most people, most emotional people that let emotions get the best of them sell at the bottom and buy at the top. Why do they sell at the bottom? Because fear gets a hold of them. It's the best of them. Why do they buy at the top? Because greed gets the best of them. And they repeat this cycle until they are so frustrated with the market that they eventually give up and then they buy bonds right at the top. And they ride the bond market down. They say, oh, I thought bonds were supposed to be safe. Well, they're down 14% year to date. So then they'll get back into stocks right at the top. You know what? You can't let emotions get the best of you. I believe that the market is made up of lots of little decisions. I'm going to go through today, just like I would any other day, each and every one of my holdings. I'm going to visit every one of my kids. I'm going to get in my Winnebago, and I'm going to drive across the country, and I'm going to visit all the kids and all the grandkids and all the cousins and everything and check on them, make sure they're doing okay. And if they're not doing okay, I already see one. I already see one that's bothering me a lot. And I think probably today is going to be its last day as part of the Gunderson family. One of my holdings. I have a cell discipline. I'm not going to ride it down 50%, give up huge gains in the stock that I've worked so hard to get over the years. I'm not going to ride it down 50% like Bill Ackman did with his JCPenney. You know, I have a sell discipline. I move on. And if the crisis gets worse, if this leads to World War III, you know, we'll be selling one by one and putting it on the sidelines in cash and maybe looking at a bear case for the emerging markets, which are going to suffer mightily. I was looking at emerging markets inverse 3-to-1. Oh boy, that's a wild thing. If you've got a little bit of fear about this whole thing, well, put your money where your mouth is. Bear market on the emerging 3-to-1 inverse. Woo, baby, that thing could really fly if the missiles start to fly here. Well, we're going to go in a little different direction here this morning. We're going to do what we normally do. We're going to talk about a company out of Lake Forest, Illinois. I've owned this stock in the past. This stock has been on my radar list big time recently. This stock is up today, much to my chagrin. I've been watching it. I came within, I can't tell you how close yesterday to putting this stock into my aggressive growth portfolio, and I didn't do it. Well, it's got a big jump here today because they're buying out one of their competitors. I've sent out so many tweets on this stock. The name of the stock is Acorn, Inc. We say from little acorns can grow mighty oaks. Well, I don't know if little Acorn, which is currently a $1.7 billion company, can grow into a mighty oak, but it certainly has done a good job of it lately. Back in 2010, this was a $1 stock. Today, it's an $18 stock. That's a big move that this company, that stock has made in the last 3 years. What do? Well, number one, they're a small cap stock. Sweet spot in the market, $1.7 billion in market capitalization. They're headquartered in America. Lake Forest, Illinois. All right. We've got a domestic stock. That's been the sweet spot in the market. At least as of last Friday, it still was. That could change, and it will change at some point in time, but for the last year, this trend has been in place. They're in the medical sector. Well, that's been the leading sector in the market for about a year. And really, the medical sector is a good defensive sector, too. It can play offense and it can play defense. That's a good thing to have. It's also somewhat of a biotech stock, although it has earnings. They develop pharmaceuticals in specialty areas such as ophthalmology, hospital drugs, and injectables. They've had good growth over the years in earnings, and the stock has been very good to its shareholders. Over the last 10 years, Little Acorn, which is AKRX, has delivered 40% per year to investors. That places it in the upper echelon of performance stocks in my entire database. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 27.5% to investors. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 71% per year to investors. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 26%. And believe it or not, it's up like 7 or 8% on a day when the market has Syrian concerns. The stock has done really, really well here over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. That's a big bravo from the audience of shareholders at the shareholders meeting to the management of the company. What about the valuation, however? You know, I sent out a tweet about Tesla yesterday. Does the valuation concern anybody but me out there on Tesla? Yeah, I know they sold more Teslas than Porsches last year here in California, I think. And the valuation, though, compared to GM and Ford and established automakers, is Tesla that really that much more profitable? The valuation really, really worries me on Tesla. Momentum, I can't argue with. I like value, and I like momentum. Does Acorn have value? Well, Acorn's trading at 20 times forward earnings, but it's expected to grow by 23% per year over the next 5 years. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.89. When I carry out the earnings over the next 5 years at a 23% rate and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, which in this case it looks like I'm using a multiple of 18, I get a target price of $33 per share. As of yesterday, the stock had the potential to double again over the next 5 years. Acorn has performance. Acorn has value. What about that stock chart sitting new highs today on Syrian concerns, right? And everything else is down, it's up. Comes in at number 57 out of 3,500 stocks. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're talking a little bit about crisis investing. All of a sudden, that crisis has come to the front burner of the market. You know, Sirius kind of been sitting on the back burner while they've fought their war amongst themselves. It's hard to decide which side to root for. Yes, that's kind of the rub there. You've got Al-Qaeda involved. You've got, of course, a brutal dictator involved. You've got all kinds of weird forces, and all battling over Syria and Damascus. And, of course, that's causing problems in the markets here this week, because we've said that the red line was chemical weapons. And yesterday, I think about halfway through the market or towards the end of the market, Secretary of State Perry announced that they had crossed the red line. And so now the world awaits to see what is the next move in one of the hotbeds in the world right now. And, of course, you've got us on one side of this argument, and you've got Russia on the other side of the argument. Boy, does that sound familiar. Sounds like Vietnam to me. Sounds like Cuba to me. So we'll see where this all leads. But in the interim, you've got some crises investing to worry about in the market. And, you know, I believe you take it one stock at a time. We have had some good news in the markets this week. Your home's up 12% year over year. If you're a gold investor, you're up 18% since the late June low. If you're Bill Ackman, you're not real happy. You sold your shares in JCPenney for a 50% loss. So I don't know about this following billionaires around and investing in what they're investing in. I don't know if that's really the way to go or not. I haven't had much luck following gurus around. Instead, I follow my app around. I follow the app, and I go where it tells me to invest. And one of my biggest investments right now happens to be in a company headquartered in Ireland. I thought you don't buy foreign stocks, Gunderson. Well, you know what? This company does most of their business right here in America. They just happen to be headquartered in Ireland. It's not like it's an emerging market stock or anything like that. The emerging markets are far underperforming our U.S. markets here in 2013, and I don't have any exposure to China or to Latin America or to Southeast Asia or any of the other emerging markets. Instead, I'm focused right here on companies in the S&P 500, in the NASDAQ, in the Dow, companies that are up. In fact, those indexes are up anywhere from 15 to 20% so far this year, while the emerging markets are down 13%. And I've kept you out of the emerging markets all year long. But I'm not going to keep you out of Ireland, because there's a stock over there that I currently own, and I've owned it for a while, and I've written about it for MarketWatch and for Seeking Alpha. The name of the company is Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Another pharmaceutical stock. We talked about a pharmaceutical stock on the first half of the show. Now we're talking about another pharmaceutical stock. Why? Because that continues to be one of the sweetest spots in the entire market. Jazz Pharmaceutical is a mid-cap stock. That's also been a sweet spot. Small and mid-cap stocks have far outperformed large and mega-cap stocks here in 2013. Jazz Pharmaceutical at $4.9 billion is right in the center of being a mid-cap stock. Jazz Pharmaceutical has been growing its earnings by 101% per year over the last 5 years. That's basically doubling every year. Jazz Pharmaceuticals develops specialty drugs in the therapeutic areas of narcolepsy, oncology, pain, psychiatry, and others. In other words, they have a wide array of drugs in their pipeline. They're also a profitable company. This is not a biotech with just a lab hoping for some products someday. This is a company that currently has earnings. And in fact, their earnings have been growing by 101% per year over the last 5 years. Let's begin with that all-important performance. See, I would have never bought JCPenney in the first place. You know, Ackman is a deep value investor. He ignores performance. I'm a value investor too, but I don't ignore performance. Performance is very important to me. Jazz, over the last 5 years, has delivered 65% to its shareholders. per year. Not total, per year. Over the last 3 years, Jazz has been going up at a rate of 117% per year. Now, this brings up a very important concept. Earnings growth and stock price appreciation almost always go hand in hand. As earnings grow, stock price appreciates. There's a very strong correlation. That's why it's good to buy companies that are growing their earnings, because they have a better chance for stock price appreciation. There's a caveat to throw on that, however, and that's don't pay too much for those stocks, because you can buy a fast-growing stock like a Tesla, whose sales and earnings are exploding right now, but you also have to look at how much you're paying for the earnings, how much you're paying for the sales, how much you're paying for the book value, et cetera, to see whether or not you're paying too much for the shares. Jazz, over the last 12 months, is up 85%. Guess what? Earnings are up about the same. There's that very strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Jazz gets a performance grade of A. Jazz gets a momentum grade of A+ right now. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Jazz is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. But I don't own it just because it's been performing. I also own it because it's a good value right now. And here's why I think it's a good value. Jazz is currently trading at 11 times forward earnings. And the market's trading at 18 or 19. In fact, the 3,500 stocks in my database are currently trading at 18.4 times forward earnings. Jazz is trading at only 11% per year. Jazz is expected to grow their earnings by 21% per year over the next 5 years. So it's trading at a PEG ratio of 0.52. Very inexpensive stock. If they can continue to grow their earnings at the rate that they have been growing their earnings over the past, and if they can also meet the analyst expectations going forward. When I take Jazz's earnings estimates and carry them out over the next 5 years at 21% per year and apply a reasonable multiple to the shares, I get a stock price of 160, a potential stock price. There's no guarantees in the market. That's all we can do is try to place the probabilities on our side as much as possible. Jazz, in my opinion, has 85% upside potential. Jazz passes my performance test with flying colors. Jazz passes my valuation test with flying colors. Now, the last test, it's the easiest one of all. It's the one that I enjoy the most. It's the visual test. Because now that I know that Jazz is undervalued, and now that I know that Jazz has terrific performance numbers, what am I going to keep my eye on mostly going forward? The stock chart. I'm going to make sure that the stock chart folds together. Jazz hit a new all-time high earlier this week. It's pulling back just a little bit here on crisis concerns. But you know what? Here's a lesson on crisis investing. When I see crises enter into the market, I treat it like I do any other time. I take a look at every one of my holdings. And I look at my Jazz today, and I look at the chart, and I say, do I need to do anything here? Do I need to sell this stock? Do I need to run to the sidelines? Do I need to lock in my profits in my Jazz Pharmaceuticals? And I look at this chart, and I say, you know what? It looks okay. I know there's crisis in the market, but it hasn't spread to Jazz yet. And who knows? Maybe this crisis passes through, and Jazz moves onward and upward. I own it in my portfolio. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a little bit of ground here today. When to sell. Ackman sold his JCPenney for a 50% loss. Is that a good point to place your sell order? 50% down? Look, everybody's got to decide for themselves where their comfort level is. On the one hand, I don't believe on putting in automatic sell stops. And on the other hand, I don't believe in writing a stock down 50%. I believe that there's something in the middle. And I basically just turned my buy, when to buy formula upside down. I like to buy when a stock is breaking out. I like to sell when a stock is breaking down. I like to buy when a stock is rising in rank. I rank 3,500 different investments on a daily basis. And conversely, I like to sell when a stock is going down in rank. And I like to buy when a stock is undervalued. And I start getting concerned about a stock when it starts getting overvalued. Bill Ackman, the billionaire activist investor, bought JCPenney for one reason and one reason only. He thought it was an undervalued stock. He didn't care about the performance of the stock, obviously, because it had been a miserable performer over time. And he also didn't care about the technical pattern of JCPenney because it had a horrible technical pattern. And here he is, I don't know how long he held the stock, a year or whatever, and he's selling it, or he did sell it for a 50% loss. We talked about little acorns. Little acorns sometimes can grow up to be mighty oaks. In fact, every mighty oak was a little acorn at one point in time. Not every little acorn grows up to be a mighty oak, however. Some of them get eaten by pigeons or whatever. Or they just don't make it. Talked about a little stock by the name of Acorn Inc. that I've watched over the years. I've owned it off and on. I currently don't have a position in it. But I think it's a very good little company, and they're making an acquisition today, a pretty big acquisition that's going to make this an even better company. This is one that's very, very high on my radar list right now. The symbol is AKRX. By the way, I don't have any affiliation, any insider information, any contacts in any of these companies. I'm completely independent. I'm as far away from Wall Street as I could possibly be in San Diego, California. I use my app, the Best Stocks Now app, to find the stocks that have the best performance, the best value, and the best technical patterns. And then I let my human brain make that final decision as to which ones I want to own and which ones I want to sell. It's not a mechanical system. I believe in keeping the human touch involved. We talked about all that jazz. A stock that's been very good to me this year. I still see all that jazz. Jazz Pharmaceutical is a very much undervalued stock. And I see Jazz Pharmaceutical as a stock that has had great performance, great value, healthy stock chart. Still no guarantees. No guarantees in the stock market. So all we can do is try to stack the probabilities as much as we can in our favor, spread out our risk a little bit, but stay in the areas that are working in the market. Stay focused. Stay concentrated. I don't believe in asset allocation. I don't believe in putting 50% in the stock market and 50% in the bond market. This year is a perfect example of that mix. you would have wiped out your stock gains with your bond losses. Also, going forward over the next 5 to 10 years, I think bonds are going to have the wind in their face. I think these target funds and these asset allocators are going to have a really a tough go going forward, especially with the older folks where they've got 60 to 70% of their assets in the bond market in a rising interest rate environment. That makes no sense. The last thing, and we'll finish on this, is this crisis investing idea. You know what? Crisis investing is no different than any other kind of investing. However, I take a look at the inverse funds. If this thing gets any worse, I know where I would go to hedge my portfolios. I'm looking at the inverse S&P 500 right now. You know, it's still at the bottom of the heap. But from a technical point of view, the inverse funds have bottomed. And they're starting to look like Apple did maybe 2 months ago. They're looking like maybe, just maybe, they could break out to the upside. But even if this thing broke out to the upside here in the next couple of days, it's still only a technical buy. I mean, it's still performed miserably, miserably over the last year, 3 years, 5 years, ever since that low back in 2009. Will Syria be the straw that breaks the camel's back of this bull market? Hey, you know, right now at first blush, I would say no. If Russia gets involved and China gets involved and we're at odds with each other, then I would say inverse funds look pretty interesting here, especially inverse funds on the emerging markets and even the U.S. markets. Which markets have the most downside risk right now? The ones that have gone up the most. Which markets have gone up the most this year? The U.S. market. So we'll keep our eye on all of this. Gold is also something to watch during crisis times. I just think it's way too early to do anything drastic here. I think you got to handle today like you would any other day. You have to look at each and every one of your individual holdings. And you have to make a decision based on their value, their performance, and lastly, their stock chart. And I would say that in the end, it's really the stock chart that leads to my final buy and sell decisions. Because there's a lot of stocks out there right now that are undervalued and have been performing well, but their charts are dull. And at the same time, there's a lot of stocks that have been doing very, very well here recently that could start to break down. So we have to keep our eye on that. One other thing I would say, there could be some bargains that could come out of this. So we also have to keep our eye on that. I looked at one of my first two or three stocks here at the start of the day. And I said, boy, these things are coming back into a range that's very attractive. So if Syria blows over, and the situation doesn't get any worse. It does look like it's going to get worse before it gets better, however. We might do a little bit of bargain hunting. Hey, you might want to take a look at this week's newsletter. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.